Time for a visit with FHN. It's Dial-A-Doc, brought to us by FHN. Joining us now, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at FHN, Kathy Martinez. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Kathy, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Nice to have you with us. And let's talk COVID-19. Now, the number of COVID-19 patients at FHN Memorial Hospital has been pretty high recently. How many patients have you been having, and when did this increase begin, Kathy?
Over the last 3 weeks, we've really seen quite a spike. So we've been averaging anywhere from 18 to 22 COVID-19 positive patients in the hospital setting. And that's a little bit higher than what we've seen previously. When we get to that 20 number, we're actually looking at about 20 to 25% of our total census being COVID-19 positive.
Wow. And how does this compare with numbers you've seen throughout the pandemic?
This actually, when we've reached 22 patients, was the highest number we've had since March of 2020. And we're actually seeing more patients on ventilators and other respiratory support, such as what is called a BiPAP machine or high-flow oxygen.
Are these patients different to those hospitalized in the past?
We are seeing some different demographics within the last couple weeks. It's a younger population. We've had as young as a 20-year-old on a ventilator for respiratory support or breathing support. We're also seeing the majority of our patients being in their 50s to 60s. We're seeing a long length of stay, so some of our patients are staying for a couple weeks, and we're actually seeing our patients experiencing long ventilator stays. So when they're placed on a ventilator for breathing support, we've had some of our patients on a ventilator for over 30 days, so they're very critically ill.
The first time around, say March last year, did you have patients that stayed that long?
We didn't really experience it in March. When we had a second wave in the fall, winter of 2020, we did have a little bit longer length of stay, but definitely not as long as what we're experiencing right now.
Talking with Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer at FHN, part of Dial-A-Doc, Kathy Martinez, today on Big Radio. Kathy, how do the statistics compare at FHN with other hospitals in the area?
Most of our other hospitals in the area, Rockford area, et cetera, are all experiencing the same level. We all have had an increase in the number of COVID-19 positive patients, as well as some really sick patients from other disease entities. And one of the things that that's doing is really stretching resources across the board so that it makes it difficult to transfer even some of our patients that are non-COVID positive. So patients that have had a heart attack or a stroke that may need that higher level of care are sometimes experiencing a delay in transfer because there's not beds in some of our higher level of care organizations.
That must get a little bit frustrating for people that are scheduled for certain things, and you only have as much room as you have, and it's a kind of an unknown as to how many people are going to be coming in.
That's true, and every day, we always, in healthcare, we're very agile, but this really has caused some, different thought processes, as well as having to transfer some of our patients outside of our immediate area.
Probably never a slow day these days.
No.
Most of the people that are being hospitalized now, are they vaccinated or unvaccinated? What's kind of the mix there?
Currently, as it's been truly our pattern, is most of our patients are unvaccinated. Today, we have 19 COVID-19 positive patients, and two of those patients have been fully vaccinated back in February, so it would actually be time for their booster. So again, we still see the majority of our patients as unvaccinated.
Will that get complicated when people start coming in for their boosters, just with the volume of people?
We've actually been able to, at FHN, isolate our boosters outside of our normal organizational operations. And we have a dedicated team that's out helping our community receive their boosters. Therefore, we don't impact the hospital setting or the office practice settings.
You really are agile in how you handle it. You're doing quite a bit of community testing. What's that showing?
Actually, the community testing is showing a pretty steady number of positive COVID-19 patients. We're not necessarily seeing the spike that goes along with the higher number of hospital census. However, you know, many symptoms are out there right now. So a lot of it can be, you know, attributed or thought to be allergies or the common cold, which it may be. And, you know, our awareness just has to be that some of those symptoms cross over and it could be COVID-19. So we do encourage people to get tested so that we can continue to try to stop the spread of COVID-19.
How's the staff? And it's been a long year and a half and probably a little bit more than that. How's the FHN staff handling all this?
Well, I'm very proud of our staff across the board. You know, their commitment to quality care and their dedication to their patients is outstanding. However, they're starting to become a little tired, and it's really taken some emotional fatigue as they continue to care for their family and friends and neighbors. And unfortunately, we just don't see an end in sight. Usually when we experience something like flu season, we know that it's going to end. And unfortunately, we don't have a defined end, so they need a lot of our thoughts right now.
I would agree with you, and it's got to be tough. I hope they have people they can talk to relieve some of the stress. You know, and then they get home, and it can be, you know, more of the same with their family or neighbors. According to most media, Kathy, there's also a shortage of healthcare workers throughout the country. Is this impacting FHN?
Unfortunately, the healthcare worker shortage is impacting FHN, and it's a serious issue. You know, a couple of years ago, we knew that there were predictions for a nursing shortage come 2024, and we all started to prepare how we would handle that. However, the healthcare worker shortage came at us very rapidly as a result of COVID-19, and it's impacted us from everywhere, from our environmental service workers to clean the room to our bedside nurses. It's changed the way we're delivering care, but we also want to know, we want to continue to build our workforce, and we want to encourage anybody who has interest in a healthcare career to visit our website for more information on how to get started, even at that basic level.
Sure, and what a rewarding career, and certainly can move up if you go back for more schooling or you know, hang around enough. It can be a very, very rewarding career. A question here, what can the community do to help support healthcare workers?
I think the best thing right now is to offer a simple thank you, have some patience and understanding, say some prayers if that's something that you do. We have an amazing team, and it's truly time again for our community to show them how much we care about each and every one of them, just like they show the care and love that they give to each of our patients every day.
And what would you like NWIL to remember considering all of this?
Unfortunately, the pandemic is not over, so I encourage everyone to get vaccinated, wear a mask, continue to socially distance. And one of the best things that we can all do for ourselves is to support our healthcare team is to stay healthy and well, seek out those preventative services, and seek healthcare as soon as possible.
This is go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say you can find more information on our website at fhn.org. And we truly want to encourage seeking out factual information to help make decisions about your health care.
Very true. And for folks that maybe would like, and I know you mentioned this before, but just reiterate one more time, folks that might be interested in the health care industry, how do they get involved with FHN and find out how careers can evolve there?
They can either just go to our website at fhn.org. We have multiple career pathways, as you mentioned, from taking someone from a basic entry-level career all the way through. We have many different scholarships, and they can get in touch with our Human Resource Department if they're interested.
Now you, Kathy Martinez, we're visiting with today, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at FHN. Where did you start when you started at FHN? What was your position?
I was a bedside nurse when I started taking care of pediatric patients.
Wow. You've had quite an enjoyable career, and it just goes to show when you put your nose to the grindstone and work hard and go back to school, what can happen. This has been Dial-A-Doc with FHN. We've been visiting with Kathy Martinez, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at FHN. Always a pleasure talking with you, Kathy. Take care. Good luck with everything, and the best to you and everybody there.
You too. Stay healthy.
Thank you. Well said. Stay healthy.